And, of course, that means we need to jump on the mics. Although we're not going to jump too hard because I don't want to break them.
So. Right. And every time that bumper music plays, I feel like I'm either in a roller skating rink or at a hockey game for some reason.
Well,
it's that organ music.
You know, if you feel like you're at a hockey game, it could be because fights break out in this room regularly.
Well, yes.
In this period of time. I don't think we've come to blows yet, which is a good thing.
Yes.
But this is the program called Lawrence and Taylor. I'm Jeremy Lawrence. And you are?
I don't have my hello, my name is
Taylor. Yeah, you don't have that. You
know. I'm Raj Taylor.
See, if I had one, it would say, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. Just to be different. You know, because I actually had a friend that did that one time. Went to a dinner and they had those hello, my name is things. So he filled it out. Inigo Montoya, you killed my father. Prepare to die. And ever since that time, I've always wanted to do it.
Yes.
So. Hasn't happened yet, but we'll get there one day.
Well, there's something for next year's Christmas party, perhaps.
Could be. I don't think we had name tags this year.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Oh, well. Well, anyway, we've got a very exciting show for you today. Among the things we're going to talk about, brace yourself, Roger. Okay. You've braced yourself. Good. We've got movie tickets.
Now?
No.
Oh. We're going to have a Michael ridiculous, silly, stupid trivia question?
Yeah. Dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia for Michael. Yeah. See, there it is. You got to say it the right way.
Yeah, so. It comes out so much smoother when you do it.
Just rolls right off of the tongue.
Yeah.
So,
you got one ready? You have to turn your mic on.
I have it on. Uh-huh. Oh, there we
there go.
You go.
He was being quiet today. Very, very quiet.
So do you have a question ready? That was my query.
Yes, I do, and it's Valentine's Day themed.
Ooh,
all right,
well, and the movie is sort of Valentine's.
It's a love story.
Yeah.
So the movie is Winter's Tale. It's set to come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be one of those first people to be able to see this, and you get to see it with a date. Because we're going to send two of you, and it's Celebration Cinema in Portage. We'll be doing that giveaway, not now, not 2 seconds from now, not 5 minutes from now.
In this half hour?
We'll see. We'll see. See, I just got, he's over here just going nuts. I want to give him away.
He's got ants in his pants.
Yep.
But if that's the case, please don't dance.
I like giving things away. I'm a liberal.
That sums it up right there.
He couldn't have said it better himself, and he's tried many, many times. But so we're going to be giving those away a little bit later, particularly to Roger's great joy and delight.
Yahoo!
So now we didn't take these from rich people to do it, so that might that might dampen
that reduces
your
the fun
a
level
bit.
A little. But.
Yes, we're not making our wealthier listeners pay for tickets for other people to go. So sadly, anyway. We're going to give those away. Also, going to be talking about snow days. It's something that continues to be an issue for schools all over the state as they've had to deal with cancellations and that thing. What to do to make up for lost time is what they're considering. Mm-hmm. So we'll go over that. And there is a surprising opponent to all of the festivities that are going on in Lansing over this. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that.
Do we have a snow day policy here? Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
you
it's
come to
show
work.
Up. Basically.
You come to work whether it's snowing or not.
Yeah, you come to work whatever the weather is.
Yeah.
Is it,
you know, it's over in somebody else's office. I've seen the picture, and they've got the snow stacked up to like almost the rooftop.
Yeah,
and it says the boss is saying, "So you're still coming to work, right?"
Yeah.
There you go. There's your snow day policy right here.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah.
But one other thing I wanted to get to before we dig into our topics today, video of the day, which if you're into Valentine's Day and you're into good music, you might like this one.
So, I have to admit, I haven't seen it.
You haven't
yet.
Seen this?
No.
Have you heard of the group called Pentatonix?
No.
They are an a cappella group.
Oh,
huge sensation online. They won the I think it's the third season of The Sing Off. Which is one of those reality singing competitions NBC has it anyway. They were discovered on there, won that, and have gone on to do just countless songs that they've done some albums, but they've also done some songs that have made YouTube, and they light it up anytime they put one of these things up. Well, they've done one for Valentine's Day. See, Michael's over there nodding. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I watched the video before I came in.
So, see? He did his assignment. You didn't do your homework. So.
Nope, sorry. but I will in the first break.
But, yeah, these guys are really good. They've got a really nice sound to them. You know, basically just dressed down music. It's just the singing.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, you want to check them out. It's not another one of those that'll make you laugh. This is one of those things that you go, man, these guys are good.
Yeah.
So check it out. That's our video of the day. It's on our blog. You can get to that by going to WKZO.com. Go down to the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're not going to put us up front and center. They want to put us on the bottom.
Right.
You know, because that's where
we belong.
Yeah. But you go down there. It's a blog section. You'll be able to click on there and check that out. And by all means, if you've missed out on previous videos of the day, check them out because there is a wide variety of stuff. Lots of funny stuff, too, because, you know, we like to laugh.
Yes.
So I have to admit, yesterday's with the surprise serenade, I took that one home and showed it to my wife, who was rather delighted.
Ah.
So she enjoyed that.
Now, you know, you have set yourself up with expectations, my friend.
Of course, which she really probably doesn't want to hear me sing right now. That's
Oh, that's true. You
mentioned having kind of a sinus issue right now, so that's singing is out.
Okay.
Maybe later. Maybe some other time.
You'll have to surprise her with something else.
There you go. Not sure what yet, but something will come to me. Anyway, so that's the video of the day. Check that out. Also, we've got it posted at our Facebook site. And if you have yet to go there and like us, do so, because lots is going on there. You just have to check it out and see. All right. One of the things I wanted to talk about, the zero tolerance policies in schools. You know, those have been around for a little while. People have talked about, oh, great idea, because, you know, we need to make sure that students know we're not going to tolerate this, that, or the other. Sounds good on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
But now the ACLU is stepping in, and this is one of those odd moments where I go, wow, I actually don't disagree with them here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking to some school districts, certainly in the Grand Rapids area, but in some other areas as well, to endorse some changes
mm-hmm.
to the zero tolerance laws. They're saying that they want to change some of the language there, that because some of the language would mandate a suspension no matter what for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is change the language so it says that the school may do that mm-hmm. if they wish, kind of returning the control of discipline and that kind of thing to the local schools.
Absolutely. And that ought to resonate with many conservatives who have argued forever that most, if not all, decisions should be made at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
And that a one-size-fits-all law from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Or even from Lansing, for that matter. Yeah.
Isn't appropriate that people in Grand Rapids that run their school systems are mm-hmm. smart enough to figure this out mm-hmm. and know mm-hmm. what's appropriate and what's not. And even if they make a mistake, at least it's easier to appeal if mm-hmm. it's made at a local level.
Well, and, you know, there have been mistakes that have been made on those, and they've made national news. We've heard all about, you know, kids suspended for taking aspirin that he brought himself or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just strange things that they will suspend kids for, you know, five-year-olds because they like to hug somebody, which, I mean, that's silly. You just tell the kid, look, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Five-year-olds hugging is not sexual harassment.
No, certainly not.
That's not a sexual predator out there in kindergarten.
Certainly not. Yeah, and I think in those cases, you know, you hear, well, they made the appeal to the school board, and eventually the school board like, oh, okay, we'll cave if we can. But in some cases, like, look, state law. State mm-hmm. law says we got to do this, and so that's why we did it. It's out of our hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes me back to, and I know it's a different time, a different era, but I know when I was in school, there were times when, you know, when kids would get into a fight, and it was basically like, come on, guys, knock it off. And that was it. But that's all they needed.
Yeah.
Was to, All right, come on, break it up. Be done with this. Don't do this kind of thing.
But in those days, automatic weapons weren't floating around.
True.
Nunchucks and all sorts of stuff.
Well, people didn't think about bringing them to school
at
that point.
It never occurred to you.
But, I think there needs to be room to be able to say, all right, this was the situation surrounding. This is in the article that I'm reading from MLive. Talks about this and talks about a student that had like a list for players that some of the football teammates wanted to hit on the field. Which, if you think about it, on a football field, kids are encouraged to hit one another.
I seem to recall playing football and being encouraged to hurt other people.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, and it's not necessarily that they do that, hey, you know what, get out there and kill them. Well, they don't mean actually kill them, just, put them on the ground, make them think about having to get up again.
Knock the wind out of them.
Yeah, there you go. But apparently that happened. The kid had a list of these things, and there was a suspension that was put in place because somebody got a hold of it or some such thing.
And it was a mandated suspension?
Mandated suspension. And you think, all right, now wait a minute. Shouldn't the school be able to look at this and go, all right, guys, what happened here? Let's take some steps to make sure these things don't happen again, if you don't want them to.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I think, okay, this is one of these things where that's silly. The coaches will tell you, go out and hit somebody on the football field, and after you do it, you come back to the sideline and they go, nice hit.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you, you're suspended.
That was a little too violent on that takedown out there, young man.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting on the bench for a while.
Yeah, you're out this quarter.
Of course, which I guess, we might eventually get to the point where it's like, oh, well, I guess, we'll have to cuddle him down.
Yeah.
But
we'll play touch football.
Flag football.
Flag football. With helmets just in case.
Yeah.
Put all the safety equipment on, but flags at the same time. That might be an interesting thing to do. But I have to admit, this is one of those rare moments where I find myself going, okay, ACLU might be on the money on this one to be able to say, let's look at this. Let's look at ways to make it so that schools can do some common sense things with their kids and say, because some of these principals are going, man, if I had the freedom to do this, this is what I'd do.
Yeah.
But the state's telling me to do this, so
they're locked in.
It's out of my hands. Can't do anything about it.
Well, and if they don't do it, then they open themselves up for a lawsuit for not following a ridiculous law.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be a fireable offense because the district will go, well, wait a minute, you're required to do this. Why didn't you?
Exactly.
So they're protecting themselves, and you understand that. But I think it makes a lot of sense to say, all right, let's look at this again and find ways to be common sense about it. Now, I'd love to hear from listeners on this as well. So 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, there's a way to text us.
80373.
Okay, you want to try that again?
Clear your throat.
I'm reaching puberty. 80373, he said in his radio voice.
See, I can't make fun. My voice is on the edge today. So.
And my voice does the same thing a lot.
See, I've got hair on my head that has something to do with that puberty thing.
Did you lose yours in puberty? I gotta
ask. No, I'm thinking that's why I got some.
Okay.
You didn't start growing hair before then?
Yeah.
He was totally bald until the age of 13.
I looked like you guys until I was 13. And then poof, right to a ponytail.
Well, I was thinking afro.
See, when you said poof, I had the picture of an afro.
Yeah.
Which a picture of an afro on you is just,
Yeah.
It's kind of like Disco Roger.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh, man, I'm glad people couldn't see that. Oh, boy, yeah.
Roger was in here.
We took the mirrored ball out. That was part of the budget cuts. I'm sorry. So
when I grow up, I always wanted to be John Travolta.
I'm detecting a Freudian slip there.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what, we are going to talk about these zero tolerance. Also, lots of other things on the show today. Snow days. And guess what? Canadian trash is back in the news. We'll be talking about all of that as we continue the program. You can call in with your thoughts and insights, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as the program we like to call Lawrence and Taylor continues. That hey, he woke back up. Roger was asleep there during that break, just a little bit.
I nodded out.
But, I think you were kind of bummed when I said we took the mirror ball out. You know, it's
that added so much atmosphere.
So you know, and here I was thinking about "Staying Alive" as our theme song. You know, so wouldn't that be fun? Anyway,
you perhaps sensed I'm not a big John Travolta fan.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Ooh, yeah, just a hint.
Oh, well.
So you didn't even like Grease, huh?
No.
Wow.
I don't like musicals.
No. I'm with you. I don't like musicals either.
And I'm a music person. When I started in college, I was a music major. It is nearly as important to me as birds. Mm. And yet I do not like musicals.
Well, if you think about it from a reality standpoint, and I've thought about this a few times because I have literally nothing else to think about, a musical is so unreal, it's unbelievable because two people in love with one another about ready to kiss are not going to stop and start singing to one another. It just doesn't happen in real life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You have other priorities at that time.
You know, I think about it, The Sound of Music, you know, you got... She suddenly breaks into this thing teaching kids about scales, you know. And
when the Nazis are chasing her.
Yeah, and the Nazis are chasing and, you know, they're singing Edelweiss.
In cute little costumes that
of
they
course,
put on.
You know. Yeah. There is just sort of this sense of a departure from reality. Still, I've seen a few musicals where I go, well, okay, that wasn't too bad.
Music in movies is frequently an integral part of the movie,
certainly. Mm-hmm.
But
television. I mean, you know, Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. When you think about that, do you think about anybody in it, or do you think dun 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 dun?
Yep, exactly.
It's the music. It just comes into your head naturally.
Yeah. Star Trek: The Next Generation theme.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you think of the original Star Trek, you're thinking about Shatner's hair, but that's beside the point.
And overacting.
Yes.
I don't know what you mean.
Exactly. You can't think about Shatner and not think about overacting.
Oh, of course. So, you know, he actually has an app out there, Shatner.
Really?
He's got an app for I haven't seen if it's for the Android, the iPhone, they've got it. It's called Chateauetry. And this app, it's hysterical. This app, you get it, program it with words, and then you get a dramatic reading from William Shatner.
I'm going to have to download that app
now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm going to go look for it, too.
The problem with this app is it costs money.
Oh.
See, you know, if it were free, I'd be all over that thing because it'd just be a laugh. But
is it a 99-cent thing?
I think it might be, but they also have packages of words that you can buy in addition. So, you know, you get, you know, at the start, you get so many words from William Shatner, but for another $1.99, you can get other words. So,
well, forget about it. You just killed the fun.
Well, what you get in the first package is nouns, but did you want to do anything? Well, that's our verb package.
And then there's your adjective package.
Of course, you know. Now, what I would love to see is to go with that, maybe... you know, and I know he's no longer with us, but the DeForest Kelly package that goes in there to get, Jim, you're crazy!
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Well, and then you've got to have McCoy.
Yes, well, he's dead, Jim. You know, so, I you know, DeForest Kelly playing Dr. McCoy, I want him in there to be able to go, he's dead, Jim. He's dying. He's dead.
He was worse than dead.
Yes. He was dead before.
He's dead, Captain.
Here is your mission, your first mission of the afternoon.
Okay.
Find out if there is an Android version of that. And how much does it cost?
Of that app?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Chateauatry, if that's in the Google Play Store. I don't know. So,
we'll find out.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. I've looked that up on the iPhone, though. It's one of those things where I go, no. I got a credit for Christmas for the iPhone, but no, I'm not using it.
You know, he did learn about acting, though, because what was the show where he played an attorney?
Boston Legal.
Yeah, Boston Legal.
Yeah.
Maybe because he wasn't acting. I think he was just playing James Shatner.
being Bill there.
Yeah.
No, I you know, when you see William Shatner now, it's more like he's, you know, just being the smooth, debonair sort of guy. You know, it just, even in the commercials he's doing, it's just very smooth. You can save a bunch. It's never been a better time to name your own price.
Yes. You know, his Priceline commercials were really quite good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I pay attention deliberately to a commercial or look forward to a commercial coming on.
See, I like the ones he did with Leonard Nimoy where he was supposedly losing his job. You know,
At every turn,
you got, "Hi, Bill."
Well, and then at the end, when the bus goes over.
What an ending. What an ending. Show continues. Going to be talking about Canadian trash. Keep it here. Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. I am, believe it or not, Jeremy Lawrence.
I believe it.
No, I know you believe it.
I can see.
Yes.
And I'm Roger.
And he can see.
Yeah.
So,
well, I can't
now
see
that we've
me
established that.
You took the mirror ball out.
Yeah, you know. I wanted to avoid having you do all your disco dancing in here. You know,
I liked all those little me's going by.
You liked seeing yourself a lot?
Yeah, in hundreds of times as it rotated.
Of course. So you know what? I've never thought we would get to the day in the short life of this show so far that we would be talking trash.
Yeah.
But
both you and I are above trash talking.
Of course, yes. But today, we're going to lower ourselves and do that. We're going to trash talk.
And get right down to the bottom of it.
Huh? Of course, yes. Because somebody's got to take this out.
Right. Before it's covered over.
Go ahead, Michael.
I don't know.
You have no bad puns. Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
You looked like you had a bad pun.
No.
Well, okay. If he'd had a pun, it would have been bad.
Yeah, of course. You know, maybe he was just kind of putting that through the compactor to see if anything came out of it. So,
you know, we're going to be talking weather here in a little bit. What's the temperature out? When I came in this afternoon, it actually seemed nice.
It is a balmy 31 degrees.
Ooh.
I'm thinking spring is here.
See, and the forecast actually says brisk and cold this afternoon, high near 30. So I guess that's near 30.
Yeah,
pretty darn near.
It doesn't feel brisk and cold.
No.
Well, you know, I frequently wonder the adjectives that are included in weather forecasts. There is a 30-mile-an-hour gale, and it's snowing and 7 below added. Then there's wind chill beyond it, and the forecast says breezy.
Yeah.
Breezy conjures up a spring day with butterflies and drifting past and maybe an apple blossom.
And some flowers.
Yes.
So, well, I have to admit that the weather has gotten, and this was National Weather Service, not the folks at AccuWeather, but several years ago, the catchphrase for, wow, we really have no idea was, fair. If you looked on the forecast, fair, high of 37 or whatever, it's like, fair. That basically means I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any idea.
Well, the other,
so, and they've gotten away from that. I'm glad.
The alternative to that is variably cloudy. Mm-hmm. So they're covered if it's sunny or it's cloudy.
Yeah, well, you know, partly sunny, partly cloudy. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Just figure it out. But
oh my gosh, Bob's listening now. Of course, he knows what we're saying.
You guys are in trouble.
We're caught.
So anyway, earlier we were talking about we're going to talk trash, and we will do that.
And let's hope we don't get taken out to the curb.
Oh, he finally came up.
There's
with one.
One.
There you go.
A little late,
right.
but yeah, that was better than normal.
Thank you.
But we'll be talking. Apparently, Canadian trash is an issue again in the state. So we will be chatting about that. Before that, though, we will be talking to the fair to partly cloudy Bob Larson.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Bob.
See, Bob was ready to talk to us earlier because he was going to give us what for.
I missed the beginning of that conversation. I'm not sure. I picked up right around the time with variable clouds. I'm not sure what the other phrases you were poking fun at.
Oh, we poked fun at wind chill 30 below, snowing like crazy, and the forecast refers to it as breezy.
Oh, okay.
So, and I was giving... weather people in general some credit, because I remember about 20, 30 years ago, fair meant I don't know. And that doesn't show up in the forecast anymore. So you
very rarely. Every now and then I'll come across it, but we try to avoid that term.
Yeah, because I think we all got the picture that fair, that means, I don't know.
Exactly. It basically means it's not a blinding rainstorm and it's not a blizzard, and it pretty much covers everything else.
Yeah.
So it could be anywhere between 80 degrees and 20 below.
How about fair and not so fair?
There you go. But our listeners don't have to endure that kind of vagary because we have AccuWeather.
Yeah, that said, I did throw in a variable cloudiness for Saturday. Go too far.
Boy, Bob, we were giving you some credit here. Come on.
I had to bring us down. Yeah.
Yeah, right back to earth.
Well, you know, I got to give you some credit here because I'm looking at the forecast in front of me, and it says high near 30, and it's currently 31. So I got to say, you almost nailed it.
Yeah. But doesn't it feel good? 31.
It does.
That's what really got us started. When I walked in this afternoon, it was wonderful out.
You know the last time that we hit 30 degrees?
No, when?
Oh, by golly, that was February 1st.
See, and I was going to guess December sometime.
Been a couple of weeks, I was going to go to November.
Well, I was just going to say January.
Yeah.
Now, officially, we haven't made it. We're lagging a little behind at the airport at 28, but there's still time. Maybe we can squeak out of 30 before this day is over.
Okay, it must be the hot air coming out here in the studio.
Yeah. Let's see. Warmer, I'm not going to comment on that.
That was the opening, Bob. Come on. Yeah.
So what's the word for the day?
The word is patience, because although we do have snow back in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow, and although do we certainly have colder weather again for the weekend, colder than today's 31, that is, we just have to have a little patience because we are going to warm it up next week, and I do see rain on the way for next week, which is, as we have discussed, not necessarily a good thing, because if we get too much rain too fast and too much warming too fast, we're going to have issues with all the snow that has to start to melt and throw some rain on top of it and a frozen ground with no way to absorb the water. Yeah, that could get really messy next week, but it is going to warm up. And before next week is over, maybe as soon as a week from today, next Thursday, if not then, next Friday, we're going to be knocking on the door of 50, let alone 30, so it is going to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to have some patience.
Patience.
See, Michael's over here going, ooh, running weather.
Yes. Okay. I don't have to wear like three layers.
Right.
My dogs, I have a place for them to go outside shoveled. Mm-hmm. They can't wait to have less snow so they can actually run around.
That's true.
Yeah.
So now, Bob, in terms of you're talking about rain next week, we're probably a little removed to be able to pinpoint how much we're looking at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm starting to get concerned because there is growing potential for some heavier rain before the week is over, maybe between a half inch and an inch, and that would be problematic. Anything more than just drizzle and light showers could cause us some issues, and I think it's going to end up as more than that. Now, before that even happens, we've got more snow to talk about. On and off light snow tonight and tomorrow, maybe an inch or two. Another round of snow comes in about Monday, And that might be a little more significant, maybe a few inches worth of snow. And then the next system after that is the one that brings rain.
Hmm. Does it look like it's going to stay warm once it warms up, or is that just a brief
Not for terribly long, Roger. Maybe a couple of days worth, maybe 3 days worth. But then it looks like we start to trend colder again during that weekend, the weekend after this weekend. I don't think severely cold, but it's not likely to stay 45 to 50 for more than a few days.
Oh, okay.
We were hoping.
Yeah. before we let you go, give us an overview of what's happening along the East Coast.
Just a mess. It's just hard to describe. Yesterday was mostly centered over the deep southeast. Storm is over for them. The cleanup has begun. It takes a while for them to clean up because they don't have the equipment that we do up north. But several inches of snow fell overnight and this morning in the nation's capital to Baltimore. That has subsequently changed over to rain. It's become very sloppy. It'll change back to snow tonight, maybe another few inches on top of that slush. Farther to the north, there's been between 6 and 12 inches of snow between Philadelphia and New York City, where it is now raining, and also likely to change back to snow overnight. And parts of the interior, interior northeast, north and west of the big cities along the coast, there's already been more than a foot of snow, and it's still snowing from parts of eastern Pennsylvania through the Catskills in New York into parts of New England. And I think we're going to see some totals that are going to be approaching 2 feet when it's all said and done.
Ooh. Oh. Welcome to winter.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks for checking in, Bob. We appreciate the...
Talking trash now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we will.
Literally.
Really?
Bob Larson there from AccuWeather. And as the program continues, Canadian trash. Who knew it could make the news again? But guess what? It has.
And we're putting it in our backyard.
Of course. We'll try and put this in a bin for you and get it all sorted. Certainly not something to be tossed away. It's the Lawrence and Taylor program. See, I did that when you were drinking.
Yeah. You almost got the full effect. That was a good one.
I was going to say, if I would have got you just the right time, yeah. Roger, we got to replace that computer screen.
I'm wiping it down.
Yeah.
But no, I caught out of the corner of my eyes like he's taking a drink. Okay, it's perfect timing.
Yes.
So,
yes.
The reason why it's perfect timing... Canadian trash is making the news again. Apparently, reports come out. This was from the Department of Environmental Quality talking about how landfills have accepted a bit more this year. And they're saying that Canadian trash has been the big issue. And they said trash in the state of Michigan has actually dropped.
Yeah.
That there's more people recycling and reusing things and that kind of thing. But apparently... They're saying that trash from Canada grew 13.5%, which, now there's two sides you look at this. You go, okay, that's business for Michigan-based mm-hmm. companies that that deal in this. But on the other side of it, it's like, it's kind of like the neighbors throwing trash over your fence.
Yeah.
And saying, here, why don't you bury this for me? That ain't so good. I don't like that.
Well, the article not only points out a considerable amount of trash from Ontario, mm-hmm. but that trash being hauled as far as from Florida mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. end up in the ground here. I'm thinking that's just how the business works. And we talked a little about this, and I think we're on sort of surprising views of this. I think the companies that operate legal, well-designed mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. landfills, they're in a business, and they, as long as their facility meets expectations and requirements, mm-hmm. They ought to be allowed to do their business. Uh-huh. And if a business in Florida can afford to send their trash to Michigan and still make money, then I think we ought to leave them alone. If they were just dumping it along our roadways, I'd have a different opinion.
Well, there was a laugh over there. I had some, there was some story behind that over there.
No story. I was just picturing that in my head. Be like, boy, that'd be disgusting.
Just dumping stuff along. Yeah. Although, wait till you see what's in these snow piles.
Oh, I know.
Come spring.
I know.
It's kind of like that. There was something Steve Martin said years ago when he was doing his stand-up routines. He says, one bit of wisdom he got was, always have a litter bag in your car. He says, doesn't take up all that much space, and when it's full, you can just chuck it out the window. You know?
Yeah.
But, I guess I'm on the surprising side of this because I'm thinking, all right, our throwing away less means one of two things in the state of Michigan. It means either we're being more efficient, which is a good thing if we are, or we're all hoarders. Now, looking around at my desk, I don't think that's happening.
No.
Looking at my apartment, not happening. So, I'm okay. Well, I would imagine a lot of people are okay. And I'm thinking, all right, this is something that you go, all right, demand for the service is down.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of these places, it's going to cost them more money to be able to have things thrown away. So you know what? Okay, raise my rates if that means you stay in business. But I feel kind of funny about taking in, I understand, okay, taking in trash from other states. All right, it's still America here and that kind of thing. But if we're going across the border and saying, yeah, Canada, come on over, bring it over here. Drop it right here. That's okay. No, they've got enough land up there. They've got landfills. Let them put it there.
But if that extra volume of trash reduces the costs of operating landfills, then you could look that the Canadians are actually subsidizing what we pay for garbage service in this
could
country.
Could be. Now, there's a lot of angles to think about on this, and I guess I kind of tend to take the long-term look view of it and go, well, shouldn't we save our capacity for landfills and things like that? Shouldn't we save it for us instead of going, you know what? Bring your trash on over. We're fine with it, because, short-term, you're going to make a lot of money. Long-term, though, when you need that space for your stuff, it's going to be full, and it's going to be full of their stuff.
Yeah.
So that bugs me a little bit.
It would be interesting to talk to somebody in this business.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody listening, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. But I know at my house I have a very small garbage Herbie now, and my recycling Herbie is now the size of what used to be my trash.
Mm.
And I actually have very little trash anymore. When I put out my garbage, there's frequently one garbage bag in it is all per week. And they only do recycling every other week, but I fill a big Herbie for recycling. And that's, I'm thinking, what's driving our landfills here to look for business in other places. And I'd like to think that 10 years, 20 years down the road, will be like the Subaru plant down in Lafayette, Indiana, which has zero landfill coming out of a factory. The new GM plants are that way. And I'd like to think that in the future we aren't going to need as much capacity for burying garbage.
Well, and seeing the capacity come down, certainly. And there are things you can do with landfill. I've heard of places called, that do some energy generation and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So there's certainly things you can do from that. But I think getting to a point where you don't need to put as much trash in the ground or in other places, that's a good thing. So I'm thinking, okay, we celebrate by saying to the Canadians, bring it over. Come on. rather than just saying, why don't you guys deal with your stuff? We'll deal with our stuff.
Yeah.
And life will be good. Now, you know, would that hurt some businesses? Yeah. But you know what? Diversify. Get into recycling.
Well,
because everybody's doing it now.
Best way disposal here in town is generating electricity out of the Water Valete landfill,
mm-hmm.
And selling that electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if this fracking thing doesn't work out, maybe we're going to be happy to have all these landfills.
Well, it could be. It could be. But
we'll get gas out of them.
I'm still thrown off by this whole thing because I thought you were on the other side of things going, wait a minute, we need to keep things clean. You know,
we got to get out of business way and let them make a profit.
Wow. No, you didn't take anything. You heard both of us say different things. Oh. I think we just need to take a breather right now. We're going to continue. Keep it here.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.